evening and welcome to We the People. As we speak, a 23-year-old young woman is fighting for her life. The tragedy of what has happened to her has triggered a national anger and a national debate around why we cannot provide a greater security and safety to our women. Every time a rape incident grabs the headlines, and in this case, it's the story of a 23-year-old who was gang raped in a moving bus that was able to travel around the national capital for 40 minutes, crossing 5 police pickets, and now she's fighting for her life. But every time there's a headline, we have the same sort of debate, the outrage dies down, and frankly, nothing changes. On We the People today, we're asking whether there is, in fact, a culture of misogyny, of entrenched misogyny that permits these kind of incidents to happen with impunity. Is the problem in our law? Is our law not strong enough? Is the problem with the fact that our police is not sensitized? Is the problem with the fact that our society is not sensitized? And the first question that is often posed to a girl or a woman who's raped is somehow connected to the fact that she could have done it differently. These are the kind of judgmental values that actually really underline the misogyny of this debate. So that's what we're looking at on We the People today. We're coming to you from one of the premier women's colleges in India, Miranda House. A university-going students deal with this every day. And I want to start with you, Kiran Shaw, as a preeminent voice from corporate India. You've seen the outrage, you've seen the debates in Parliament, you've seen this time a pretty serious, focused attention on this. And yet, this is something that's almost become a part of our life. What is wrong with us as a people?
Well, I think, you know, this social apathy that we have seen all these decades and even centuries, I think is something that really reflects on how we treat our women. I think women are not respected the way they should be. And I think this is a very serious social malaise which has to be corrected. I think we must use this horrible rape that we've just witnessed. And I think the reason why it has come to the fore is because it was so, so very gruesome. Yeah. Otherwise, there have been multiple gang rape reports over the years. And people have basically dealt with it as, well, something very ugly, but they've lived with it. We haven't done anything about it. And I think this is a time when law must be enacted to make sure that we take this corrective action.
And you'd want to see capital punishment for rapists?
I don't know whether capital punishment is going to stop this kind of heinous act.
Yeah.
But I think you do need to enforce law. I'm told that rape is a non-bailable offence, but every rapist seems to be on bail. So I don't know what law is doing about these kind of acts of terror. I mean, I call these rapists terrorists. And, you know, I think we have to deal with them in a much sterner way than we are doing right now. I mean, I think people who indulge in gang rape certainly need some form of very severe punishment, even, you know, maybe chemical castration, as Renuka talked about.
Yeah.
And then I think you need to look at imprisonment, very stiff imprisonment terms. I think the male child in our society needs to be sensitized about women.
Renuka Chaudhary, we saw Parliament debating this, yet with the exceptions of people like Derek O'Brien, Pinaki Mishra, who've taken very strong positions on these issues. One of the problems is that this is treated as a women's issue. And the moment you call something a women's issue, to me, this is really offensive. There's a gender specification to this issue when it's really about assault. And in the case of this young girl with a rod, you know, used to violate her. This is murder. This is assault. This is violative. How is this a women's issue?
It's not. But then as we go along in society, and if you look at the excuses, religious leaders, corporates, and always when an incident happens, the general reaction from a male-dominant society is that they get defensive about the men. And the onus is laid on the woman that don't go out in the night. I mean, we had home secretaries who talked like that.
What do you do as a parent? What do you do as a parent? Do you protect your daughters?
Yes, of course. I'm a mother of daughters. I'm very proud to be so. I do protect them by informing them, by taking precautions. But I will not curtail their liberty. We are not going to apologize because we have daughters. And it's time for the men to sit up and realize that they need to be educated, not us.
Derek O'Brien, when you spoke on this issue in Parliament, you got up and you said you were scared as a father of a 17-year-old girl.
I said that, and I meant that, because I think now is the time, and I think it started off, you know, we keep bashing netas. You know, that's a favorite pastime of most, so many people.
Yeah.
But I think now is the time to look for solutions. I think there's enough time about spent on statistics and which city is bad, which city is good. Let's leave that out.
Do you believe capital punishment for rapists would work? Because that's what's being demanded.
Capital punishment is like, you know, my personal view on this is I think that's not going to solve the issue.
But look at the punishment. It's 7 years to life. Life means different things depending on the jail manuals of city.
Barkha, this is too important an issue to be discussing whether it's capital punishment or life.
It's not really even necessarily that. Life imprisonment in many cases.
I have a view on this. The new bill, which is tabled in the Lok Sabha, my personal view on this is that 7 years to life and the court, 7 years to life and or 10 years to life,
yeah.
And the court cannot bring it down. That's in the proposed bill.
Pinaki Mishra, one of the reasons that people are angry with politicians is the number of police that is diverted to what's called VIP duty. 30% of Delhi's police force, just using Delhi as an example, 30% of Delhi's police force is used for VIP duty for our politicians. Now, what this works out to is the fact that for every 700 plus citizens, there is only one police officer. But for every VIP, there are three police officers. This is a disgusting thing.
It's an absolute scandal, Barkha. As you can see, you know, I'm not well at all.
Yeah.
But I came here because...
Because this is an important
it's
issue.
It's very important for me to come here.
Yeah.
This is a scandal. This has to be addressed, but I believe Parliament must call a special session, 2 or 3 day session, amend the law immediately, have capital punishment as a maximum punishment for violent rape cases.
You believe that that is necessary?
There's no question. It will be the ultimate deterrent. Parliament, and it will send out a message. That's number one. And by the way, it should not just be for rape. It should also be, I personally believe, for acid attack cases, which are as bad. There should be minimum of life in, you know, egregious cases like gang rapes, etc. There should also be the concept of chemical castration, voluntary chemical castration in the event they want less than life. These are innovative measures. They have worked in other countries. You know, all this sensitization rubbish, you know, really doesn't. It's not going to work in the short run.
I can already see Rahul Bose disagreeing, but I want to do a quick straw poll here. Raise your hands if you think that there should be capital punishment for rape. That there should be. And that's the majority of people raising their hands. Why do you think that?
Ma'am, I feel that rape scars a woman for life. And if you can spoil the life of a person, I don't think you have the right to live your own life, either in jail or at large.
You leave it to the courts. Courts have said capital punishment will be in the rarest of rare cases. So therefore, let them decide what is a rarest of rare case,
yeah.
And let them give out capital punishment.
Yeah, but they decide till the cows come home.
By the way, we have to have a time.
Yeah.
Fast track. That's the other thing. Fast
20
track
years
courts.
Later, it's not relevant.
That's what the legislation should be. Fast track.
Court.
Fast track courts. Absolutely.
Kiran?
No, I really think you need to set up a special court. If you want to find a short-term solution, then deal with it in a serious way. Deal with it with a special court. Deal with it with, you know, the
special session of Parliament. I like that idea. But now somebody who doesn't think, who thinks there should be no capital punishment for rapists. The young lady here, yes.
I don't think there should be capital punishment because death is the easiest escape ever.
Right.
Everybody has to die one day. So they'll just go rape a girl and then they'll say, okay, kuch nahi hota, marna hi to hai. I think they should be tortured, like probably in Saudi Arabia, like their heads are cut off, their heads should be cut off, or they should be given an electric shock, or I don't know, something very, very, very torture should be done so that even the thought, you know, scares them and everybody who even think of, you know.
Okay, you differ?
Yeah, actually, we are talking endlessly about this rape case, but how, as a society, we have reacted to millions and million kinds of violence against women. Each Delhiite knows at least one family where a woman has been forced to abort his female fetus. We all know at least one family where domestic violence is a routine. We all know at least one woman who has been molested in a bus. We created these monsters. It's time we realize they have bred among us.
I think that's very bravely said.
Yes, I think
really,
very
it's
said.
Very, very bravely said.
Bravo.
They have bred amongst us. Rahul, I know you're disturbed and you wanted to come in, but I want to hear from Sunita Krishnan. And the reason that Sunita's story is so important is one of the things that disturbs me is that we have come to tell the story of rapes in what I call silhouettes and shadows. We do not name those who have been raped, because we believe that there is a societal stigma that they are treated with, and that is in a sense double jeopardy, it's double trauma. The law, in fact, unless the person chooses to identify themselves, doesn't allow them to be identified. Yet there are women who think it's very important to come out and tell their story in their own words, in their own name. Sunita was 15 when she was gang raped, and she has, because she believes strongly about this cause and this issue, has chosen to come here without a silhouette, without hiding her identity, without hiding behind a veil. And I'm grateful to you for sharing what happened to you with us.
She's an amazing woman, Sunita, who does outstanding work. Not just that, Barka, she continues helping other women.
We should give her a standing
yeah,
ovation.
Yeah, really, really.
Quite embarrassing, because I don't think I deserve a standing ovation. I'm a person who decided to live my life at my own terms. I refuse to believe that I was spoiled, I was destroyed, that my soul can be broken by 8 men who gang raped me. It's 24 years since I was being gang raped. I chose to channelize my anger, which is very unfortunate, because in 24 years, the anger is not gone.
Yeah.
It continues every day. It continues when I hear the Delhi story. There's a 5-year-old child in Hyderabad right now, battling for life in Nilofer Hospital, raped by 4 men.
Beasts.
Beasts, yeah, beasts. I mean, men. There is no other word for it.
So the anger of exclusion, the anger of being questioned for your move, anger of being blamed for something that you have never done, and the whole conspiracy, and I totally agree with the wonderful lady there. You know, the way society makes you feel
right.
Cheap, shame and pain. When my own instance happened, I chose not to feel like a victim. And I don't want to be called as a victim. I'm a rape survivor.
Yeah.
And I've survived. But it bothered many people that I didn't cry.
We're all crying, I can tell you
yeah,
that.
It
because it's just,
that
you're amazing. You're amazing.
So, you know, she's so arrogant. Look at her, so much has happened to her and she's walking like this freely. My parents were blamed for the freedom that I got, extra freedom that I've got. Worse than that, the whole conspiracy of the people around me was to make me feel ashamed of my own self. But what people don't realize is that I am brave in the daytime. But the nights, I have to deal with myself. You have to deal with your nightmares. You have to deal with the sense that some 16 hands had groped you. You have to deal with the pain, the shame that you're going through.
Right.
That you can't tell anybody, because if you say anything to anybody, you asked for it. You know, why did you go there?
Did you have to deal with a lot of that?
Absolutely. Even today when I speak about it, and I speak about it with a lot of pride, because I'm very proud to what I have become today. I have not done a mistake. I don't want my face to be blurred. I am not to be ashamed for. The guys who did it, they should be hiding their faces.
Right.
They should be blurring their faces.
Right.
But what bothers me from then to now is the attitude of the society has not changed.
Did the rapist get punished?
Unfortunately, no, because I didn't book a case. The pressure was so high on me from my family. So I channelized my anger. I started rescuing girls from prostitution. I made that as my life mission in the last so many years.
If I can, I mean, I think Sunita's story in many ways leaves us all a bit shaken, because it's the kind of courage that I don't think any of us necessarily know that we would be capable of. Rahul?
Well, I should start by saying that there's not a single girl I know who has not been molested or groped or raped or a case of incest. I have my own organization and we work on child sexual abuse. So I have my own opinions, and I would ask all of you for a second and to think about what I'm going to say. Of course, we want courts and we want justice. But do you know that conviction rates for harsher punishments, conviction rates have dropped? Do you know if you make it a capital punishment, conviction rates, which are now optimistically at 26%, they say will come down to 2%. I'm on your side. But let's use our rationale here. Do we want more convictions? Or do we want the odd criminal, the odd rapist, to be sentenced, to be hanged, so all of us in an orgy of bloodletting look at that person and say, this person has been hanged? Second, talk of chemical castration, talk of capital punishment. We have to be a civilized society. If somebody penetrates somebody else's vagina without permission, does that give us permission for us to go and castrate that person? Does it make us any better?
So you're saying you oppose capital punishment?
Absolutely, all the time. There can never be a change in our society if we don't teach our boys and our men another way. Sensitization is the only way out. Los Angeles is a city where nobody smokes, and yet every film shows people smoking. Do you know what they did? 22 years ago, they went into the schools, Derek. They went into the schools and they taught the boys and girls there what will happen with smoking. For example, a boy who does arts and crafts automatically becomes gender sensitive. Nobody knows why.
You're saying it's the socialization, it's how we bring up our boys.
And it's not to tell your boys. You have to show your boys. Mom and dad are in the kitchen. Both of them are going out. Show your boys that it's equal. Outside of this, there is the legal. There is the police. As soon as a victim walks in, a survivor walks into the police station, what is the sensitization? How is that female constable saying, kya problem hai? Kya? And I've actually heard this. Tumhare pati ne tumhe mara hai? Tumne kya kiya?
Well, I have the head of the Crimes Against Women unit sitting here next to us. Suman Nalwa is there and I am going to get her in. But any thoughts on what Rahul has said, Kiran, Pinaki, Derek, everybody's...
I have an issue about capital punishment. The one opportunity the woman will have to escape, the men will kill that woman because they don't want evidence.
Just want to get Malvika in. This is what we hear all the time. You've heard two arguments against capital punishment.
Yes.
One, that your conviction rates are going to go down. Two is the philosophical objection to capital punishment per se, no matter what. And three is it's going to make the girl more vulnerable.
Right.
Yeah.
There's a spiritual or philosophical part of it, which I'm a little confused about. So it's not for television.
Yeah.
I certainly do believe that conviction rates will go down because you can have capital punishment in the statute books. But the law as implemented is that it has to be in the rarest of rare cases. Murder is punishable by death. There are no less murders that are happening.
Yeah.
We need higher conviction rates. We need to know. And most important, one must never forget that anybody can get wrapped up in a system by being caught in the wrong place at the wrong time.
So what should be the punishment?
Efficiency is all that is called
for.
According to me.
Rahul, you said something about the response of the police. Why do people find it so difficult to file an FIR? What, you know, the stigma of society is one part. The inefficiency of a system is another part. And the third part is maybe, just to be charitable about the police also, that there aren't enough police in proportion to citizens to handle everything that they're dealing with.
The entire dynamics of when a victim is brought into the station, that sensitization can happen quickly, efficiently, with a good amount of, and the police can do it. Second, we have 40,000 police persons in Bombay, and then 19 million people.
Yeah.
What you have to do, all of us have to community, not police, community care. Otherwise, how can you blame the police on this one? You cannot blame the police
for
having
passed.
No, that doesn't matter. Police are not going to peep into every bus stop at every PCR.
Yes. You disagree?
In another program. No, it's about priorities. Women's safety is not a priority for the police.
But I want to get Kiran in and then I take this to Suman and then Kishwar. The response of society. You have cases like Keenan and Rubin in Mumbai, where people watch. People are scared to help because they feel they'll get trapped in a legal tangle that is endless.
It's a huge societal problem. I think our attitude has to change. I think women have to be brought right up on that agenda.
Suman heads the Capitol's Crimes Against Women unit. And Suman, the fact of the matter is that just like rape is treated as a women's issue, what you're hearing here is the fact that even when crimes like this happen, they're not taken seriously.
I disagree with you. Any such crime, especially when we talk about rape or aggravated hurt, it is treated very seriously. If you see the present case, it was a blind case, but it has been solved in record time. So I don't think they are not taken seriously. They are taken very seriously. Any phone call relating to women, when it is dialed 100-1091, that's a woman helpline, it goes to the highest of supervisory officers so that they can monitor on what the call is and what has happened. And even in this case, as has been told, the police reached in 4 minutes and there were 50 people.
And
who
yet you find
there.
The police is at the receiving end of a lot of the criticism. Exactly. Any questions for the police? Anybody who's tried to call a police helpline? Anyone who's had a personal experience with this? Someone's had a personal experience with this?
I was coming back in a bus and then there was a sadhu, okay? He had chandan on his forehead and he came and sat next to me. So I was a little sleepy, okay? I woke up and I saw that he has his hand on my thigh, okay? So I thought that, you know, it could be anything, okay? Because again, you
like
know,
a mistake or something.
No, yeah, and also I was like religious a little, you know, yes. I was like, you know, maybe I should give him a benefit of doubt. And then what happened? I dozed off again and then when I woke up, his hand, it was going near, you know, like it was moving, okay?
He was basically trying to
yes,
molest
you. Exactly. I got up and I yelled at him. And I was in a bus and it was a crowded bus. Not even a single person got up. Ye bhi, I mean, it wasn't even, you know, we should ask this girl, ki kya hua?
And did you think of filing a complaint?
Yeah, I was in a bus, so, you know, I didn't know what to do about it.
Anyone with a question for the police?
I'll just,
yeah.
Say one thing.
Yeah.
Most of the time it happens that it is not reported. When I go to colleges, schools, you know, we have a program, outreach program, where we go, we teach about law, how to lodge a complaint. So, you know, women always, the girls, they ask me, you know, how can I talk to a man about what has happened to me? So our socialization is such that they are ashamed of talking about whatever has happened to them. It's like, you know, using a word like breast, it's fine. You have a biological term and if somebody has touched it, groped it, you can say it. So they have a problem. So there is something wrong with the socialization here.
But
we are not
Suman, I do not know. I do not know a single person who was not pawed, who was not molested at some point in a bus in this city.
Yeah.
I mean, raise not your well. Hand if you have experienced any kind of sexual assault on the streets, in public transport. I mean, I yeah.
But and what I is totally a very good defense is this. Next, all the girls carry that good old diaper let me see, pins, let me see. And anyone puts his hand, he'll realize.
I totally agree with you.
All right, Sunita, you wanted to say something?
Well,
I guess
I carry one always.
Rahul said about capital punishment. I'm also not for capital punishment. I don't feel taxpayers' money should be spent on having more and more state guests in the jail. In the meantime, every day this girl is dying a living death. It is the victim who is going through the brunt of the shame and the pain, whereas the rapists are going as Maryada Purushottam Rams all out. It's about deterrence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can we create a sex offenders directory? Can we create a data bank of all the eve teasers, molesters,
sure.
Yeah. rapists,
yeah.
and
yeah.
start
yeah.
showing it
and they should
like
not
a red
be covered
alert.
By insurance.
Yeah.
They should not have any social benefit.
But Kishwar, if you want to come in
yeah,
there.
I want to come in here because I was just going to say this very thing, because in the UK they do have something which is called Sarah's Law, because after a child died due to a paedophile attack, there was a law that came in that every sex offender had to be listed, and there is a database which exists there. It is also, in a sense, a naming and shaming that takes place.
But today we had figures released by the Association for Democratic Reforms, ADR, that said that 6 legislators, this is an all India figure, are facing rape charges. We also saw in that list more than 30 who are facing charges of what in our archaic law is called outraging the modesty of a woman. Like Renuka, Derek, Pinaki, with all apologies, 2 things making the country very angry right now. The use of police for VIP security and the fact that criminal charges, including crimes against women, are not disqualifiers for politics. How are you going to, in this special session of Parliament, if it ever takes place, change this? Would you
I
say
believe
volunteer
the whole Parliament
to give up
will
your
support
police?
When we bring this up? Okay. There's a lot of ignorance in Parliament too.
Well, yeah. Why should you have a special session of Parliament to discuss gender issues? You should have these issues discussed every day.
They are.
I mean, they should be, and they should be discussed.
They're not
on a priority.
They are not discussed
and
every
they
day.
They should be.
No. One second, Derek. None of you have answered my question.
I will answer
better
the question.
Better use first, of police.
First, I think the best example, the Chief Minister of Bengal drives around, we all drive around, zero security, not even a pilot
yet
car.
Derek, in your state, the way the Park Street rape case was handled, was seen as insensitive, was seen as shabby. Yeah.
I'm very glad you brought this up. The learning from that, be more sensitive. And I think the beautiful thing which was announced in June 2011, Bengal has set up 65 women-only police stations. Already 11 have been inaugurated. This is one important way because a woman feels, they feel a little more comfortable in being a little open.
Okay.
And I think this is not about A party or B party or C party.
No, yeah,
I agree. Think let us look for solutions.
Agreed. Looking ahead, two things that politicians could do right now. If we are understaffed on the police force, does everybody really need as many khaki people as they have accompanying them? A. B. Can Parliament not pass a law that if you're facing a rape charge, you should not be allowed to contest an election?
You know, I believe that as long as capital punishment is in our IPC, in our books,
yeah,
you should then send the message out that the legislature feels that what is at par with murder is
I agree with you. Because while I have philosophical discomfort
with capital punishment, otherwise you say, and I believe that if you have fast-track courts, and you hand out a few capital punishment cases of this nature,
once
this
is
done, I think the deterrent you will find will be extraordinary.
Rahul, I want to ask you this. I want to ask you this because I see Pinaki's point. And the point is this. It's on our books as the rarest of rare. And why isn't rape treated? For me, rape is worse than murder. Because I can imagine that if I were the parents of this 23-year-old young girl, I would go and murder these men. And I can imagine why I murdered. But I can never imagine why somebody rapes.
I accept and understand every single anguished response. However, I believe in justice reforming. I will never, ever support an eye for an eye. I will always say, you take my eye, but if I take your eye, then we're going to all go blind. Yeah. For every girl or woman who gets raped or molested, there is an uncle who's anguished. There is a son who's confused. There is a father who's angry. They are ready to be co-opted into the battle against molestation.
Okay, Rahul, next to me is a parent who has gone through this. A father whose teenage daughter was raped by actually somebody who he thought he could trust because that man was a police officer.
Right.
We have not brought his daughter to the program because she's under 18. Sir, you've been with the Air Force. Aap agar bataein ki aapki beti ke saath kya hua?
Meri beti ke saath mein ek deputy SP ne jisko wo अंकल कहती थी उसने चाय में एक ऐसा लिक्विड मिला दिया हुआ जिसको पीते ही वो अनकॉन्शियस हो गई और उसका एमएमएस बना डाला हुआ और एमएमएस बना के और उसको ब्लैकमेल करता रहा हुआ और ब्लैकमेल इतना ही नहीं बोलता था क्या कि हम तेरे पापा को फंसा देंगे तेरी मम्मा को मार देंगे और बुरी तरीके से मेरी बेटी टॉर्चर होती ही रही एट लास्ट में उसने फाइंड जब वो कह नहीं पाई उसने सोचा कि अब हम मेरा जीना बेकार है उसने सुसाइड करने की पूरी कोशिश किया हुआ लकली वो बच गई और उस पुलिस अफसर इज द डिप्टी एसपी उसने फादर के अगेंस्ट में ही एफआईआर करा दिया हुआ एक मतलब फादर ने कंप्लेन दिया डीआईजी को कि मेरी बेटी के साथ में ऐसी कृत हुई है लेकिन उस इंसान ने डीआईजी ने मेरी बात ना सुन के उसके कंप्लेंट पे फादर के अगेंस्ट एफआईआर दर्ज हो गई देन उसके बाद में जब हम पब्लिक में बैठ गए धरने पे बैठ गए तब उसके बाद में मजबूर होकर उसने मेरी एफआईआर किया हुआ
अभी क्या स्टेटस है
8 महीने से हम अदालत के चक्कर लगा रहे हैं 8 महीने से चक्कर लगा रहे हुए हैं और अदालत ने अभी तक उस पे चार्ज फ्रेम नहीं किया हुआ और इधर से दबाव एसपी और डीआईजी और आईजी के आ रहे हुए हैं कि आप केस को वापस ले लें अन्यथा आपकी बेटी के ऊपर एसिड अटैक हो जाएगा लास्टली आपको बताएं हम किस देश में हैं हमने बेटी पैदा करके कोई गुनाह किया हुआ हमने बेटी पैदा करके हमने अब इस देश की परंपरा को कायम रखा हुआ ऐसा ये हमें इतनी धमकियां मिल रही थी लास्टली 16 दिसंबर को हम पूरे परिवार के साथ में मैं हूँ मेरी वाइफ है मेरी इकलौती संतान है तीनों लोगों ने कफन पहन के और मुख्यमंत्री को ज्ञापन दिया हुआ कि अगर मेरी बेटी को एसिड अटैक होता या कोई किसी भी तरीके से कोई भी हमला होता हुआ तो इसके जिम्मेदार सीएम अखिलेश यादव होंगे
मैं आपसे एक पूछना चाहूंगी आपने अपनी बेटी को हिम्मत कैसे
सबसे पहले वो वाकई में टैलेंटेड थी उसका सपना था एक पायलट बनने का मैं तो कहता हूँ कि बेटा अब दूसरों के लिए जीना सीखो बहुत हो चुकी सामाजिक जिंदगी, दूसरों को हिम्मत दो, तुमने कोई गुनाह नहीं किया हुआ, गुनाह सामने वाले ने किया हुआ.
सुनीता, यू हियरिंग हियर द ट्रॉमा ऑफ अ पेरेंट, द एंग्विश ऑफ गोइंग फ्रॉम कोर्ट टू कोर्ट रूम. You didn't file a case. You said there was family pressure. Do you look back and regret that, or you just say you didn't want to spend 20 years of your life fighting?
Definitely, there was a lot of guilt and shame for not booking the case, largely because I couldn't recognize those 8 men. But what bothers me now, as I sit here in this interesting forum, is from 24 years I've been hearing these discussions.
Yeah.
When will we act? I rescued 3.5-year-old children from prostitution.
Children
from prostitution, from sex tourism. I think today we need to talk about what we need to do. If a child is getting sold there, a child is getting raped there, there is a man who's doing it.
The demand.
How are we bringing our
The
sons?
Demand end of this.
If we don't start asking ourselves, because it's very easy to start doing the blame game, the police is not good, the judges are not good. Who are they? They're not coming from some other planet. They're all our own people. You know, we are the attitude that is projected there.
Yeah.
And until and unless each one of us don't change and we don't start creating a society that is zero tolerant, because today this is a lovely story everybody wants to talk about. Tomorrow this goes away, everything is forgotten. Then a bigger gang rape has to happen. Maybe a few more rods have to be thrust from every other thing for us to feel outraged. We get outraged about Delhi. We don't get outraged about Kozhikode. We don't get outraged about Palakkad or UP.
On that note, we're going to take a break, and there's such a truth in what you just said. What about women in the villages? What about women in smaller towns? What about women whose stories never get told? We're coming back with your questions and one such story after the break. People today, once the outrage over the horrific gang rape in India's national capital dies down, because we are fickle as a people and these things do die down, and then you move on to the next headline. Will we be a safer country for women? But before we go back to our panel, one of the points that was made by a very brave rape survivor on this program, Sunita Krishnan, was why doesn't the media tell these stories when they happen in the hinterland, when they happen outside the metros? I have next to me Sheelu from Banda. Sheelu is somebody who has been raped. She is a rape survivor. She's here to tell her story without hiding her identity again by choice. Sheelu ji, aap Banda se hain aur aapke saath balatkar hua.
Ji.
Aur aapke saath jisne ye kiya, wo ek politician the.
Ji.
Kab ki baat hai ye?
Ji, December 10 tarikh par, matlab mahina mein pad raha, pichle 2 saal ho raha hai. मेरे साथ मैं अपने चाची के यहाँ रहती थी, तो मुझे पुरुषोत्तम नरेश द्विवेदी अपहरण किया था. जब अपहरण किया गया तो मुझे अपने घर में 4 दिन बंद रखा, और किसी मतलब बहाने से उसके घर से मैं भाग गई. भागने के बाद एक बेहोशी मतलब हालत में 2 रात पुलिया के नीचे पड़ी रही. फिर उसके बाद मेरे माँ बाप खुश मतलब ढूंढ रहे हैं, और विधायक मतलब चोरी के मतलब उसने अपना बचने के लिए चोरी का आरोप लगा दिया
आपके ऊपर.
जी. और इसके बाद जब चोरी का आरोप लगाया मेरे ऊपर, तो मुझसे कहा जा रहा है, मार दी जा रही है और धमकाया जा रहा है कि आप ये बताना कि मैं चोरी करके भागी हूँ, और ये ना बताना कि मेरे साथ बलात्कार ने विधायक किया है.
अच्छा, ये बताओ, यहाँ पर आपने सुना इतना, दिल्ली में भी एक लड़की के साथ ऐसा हादसा हुआ.
जी.
जब आपके साथ ये हुआ, मीडिया ने स्टोरी तो उठाई.
जी.
लेकिन शायद इतनी जोरों से नहीं उठाई जो शहरों में होता है, गांव में. जी. जो होता है या छोटे शहरों में होता है, इतना समाचार में जगह नहीं मिलता.
जी. हम चाहते हैं कि जिस लड़की के साथ दिल्ली में रेप हुआ है, हम चाहते हैं कि ऐसे दुष्कर्मियों को फांसी की सजा दी जाए. हम चाहते हैं कि अगर हमारे साथ गलत हुआ है, तो हम अपनी खुद लड़ाई लड़ सकें, कि मतलब दूसरी महिला के अंदर हिम्मत आए. अगर हम मुंह नहीं खोलते, अगर हम नहीं बताते, तो उसमें हमारी गलती है. बहुत लोग ऐसा करती हैं कि मतलब दो दो तीन तीन महीने से करवाती हैं और बाद में जब
डर जाती हैं
फिर बाद में बताती हैं, वो पैसा ले लेके सब शांत हो जाती हैं, अधिकारी नेता मंत्री लोग सब दाब देते हैं मामला को। हम चाहते हैं कि हमारे साथ में बहन और बेटी भैया जो हों, मतलब वो अपने कोशित मुंह खोलने का करे, दबने का ना करे।
आपने कभी सोचा नहीं कि मतलब मैं शक्ल छुपाऊं, मैं अपना नाम ना
बताऊं? मैं कभी नहीं सोचा, ना मैं कभी सोचने वाली हूं। मैं तो सोचती हूं कि अगर किसी लड़की, क्या लड़की की इज्जत नहीं है, क्या महिला की इज्जत नहीं है? लोग महिलाओं की इज्जत में खिलवाड़ खेल रहे हैं। हम भी सोचते हैं कि अगर हमारी इज्जत में खिलवाड़ खेला जा रहा है तो हम साले को मारी डाले छोड़े नहीं।
शाबाश, शाबाश।
I want to take this back as I start taking questions on solutions. And I want to start with you, Kishwar.
I think what she said is very important, and that is to begin to sensitize people about what happens in a rape case, as in her case. I also take it from what Rahul has said about the sensitization of young boys. I had been invited to a university and I spoke about the whole issue of female feticide and infanticide. Most of the audience comprised of young boys, and I was astonished, and I'm not talking about here, I'm talking about Oxford University, and these are mostly Indian boys. At the end of it, they came to me and they said, ma'am, you know, nobody has ever told us these things. This is the first time in Oxford University.
They didn't know about the sex ratio in India?
They did not know.
They should not have got admission in Oxford.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to ask Suman a question. Yeah. Suman, as a woman who heads the unit of on crimes against women, but there aren't so many women in the police force, are there? I mean, they're what, 6 to 7% women?
In Delhi, we have a figure of 6 to 7%, but the all India figure is between 3 to 4%.
Now, so, one of the things I know that women grapple with is that there are certain things that get associated with ye auraton ka kaam hai. Journalism mein bhi hota hai, there are certain kind of stories, law mein bhi hota hai, politics mein bhi hota hai. Do you feel that annoyance that it is on the woman police officer all the time to handle this?
Actually, I don't feel annoyed. I mean, I love my job, whatever I am doing, because I mean, being a woman myself, I feel very passionately about these issues. But when some people talk about, you know, women police officer doing this, then I feel annoyed, because I mean, with 7% of the force, why do you want to ghettoize the issue of women and children?
Yeah, right.
Why give it to just 7% of the force when there is 100% of the force which should be responsive enough?
Yes.
Yeah.
So when the time comes, you know, when they say, okay, the IO, investigating officer, should be a woman.
Yeah.
Why woman? We need an effective, efficient, good investigator, irrespective of the sex.
Derek is disagreeing.
Mildly disagree, because what we found in Bengal is that when you have a woman there, the woman who is the, if I may use a word, don't misunderstand, who is the consumer in this case, is going, the complainant, is a lot more comfortable. I don't think the intention is to ghettoize.
In 1999, we had started with Crisis Intervention Center.
Yeah.
So we had associated a lot of public-spirited people, psychologists, doctors, and lawyers, who came forward and joined Delhi Police in setting up in one range in 1999 Crisis Intervention Center, so that whenever a rape case is reported, they could come forward and offer help. And 2001, it was institutionalized. So that was just to cater to the need of a rape victim, that is, she is not feeling comfortable, she needs counseling here.
Okay, so, Renuka, what would you change in the law? The draft bill on sexual assault, which seeks to replace the word rape with sexual assault, seeks to make this crime gender neutral.
Look, a rape is a rape, whether it's a boy or a girl. Yes, the women need special consideration, special attentions to gender specific issues. But that doesn't remove, you can't remove from the ambit the boy who's equally a victim. Strangely, the gender bias is there because no one talks about the boy's rapes.
But you know, Indra Jaising at this point is relooking this law, and she's pushing for it, if I'm correct, to be gender specific. Malvika, what's your...
Because we have already got this Prevention of Children from Sexual Offences Act, which came into force just a month back.
Okay.
Which takes care of any sexual offence against a child.
No, but that's for children. What about people who are above 18?
That's not gender specific. It's boys.
Malvika, should the rape law be gender specific or gender neutral?
I can understand where Indira is coming from, because it dilutes the issue of
women's experience and security.
Yeah.
At a larger level, as she's saying, that yes, it makes sense. Sexual assault is sexual assault. Yeah, very frankly, we actually, the statute books are there. We only need decent investigations. We need sensitive
implementation.
We need expedited proper. Yeah. Whatever is there, for God's sake, at least let's just do that.
I just want to get a few questions. Lots of young people here wanting to say things. Yeah.
I want to say that
there should be change in mentality of people that yes. women are not a commodity for satisfaction. Wonderful. And whenever we come about taking an issue, there is an issue like commercialized sexual exploitation. Even that should be considered.
Rahul, I have a question, by the way, because she raised the hypersexualization or how women are portrayed. Now, actually, personally, it's a big fallacy to link sexuality to rape. Rape is power and it's abuse. But one of the things that's really annoying about cinema is this annoying concept and this awful word called eve teasing. Some of you get rid of this word from, I think, because it means absolutely nothing. But in movies, to be stalked on the streets, yeah. to be whistled at, yeah. to be chased. I mean, this is acceptable in movies.
You know, that's reinforcing the stereotype, which the moron on the road thinks
yeah,
is
exactly. the world. What the hell is that
about?
Like,
you know? I would like to express my strongest opinion on the item number. First of all, the item number assumes that all men want to see a half-naked woman dancing. The filmmaker says, my film is not good enough, so I have to put a half-naked woman dancing, so it's an ultimate disrespect to the filmmaker, him or herself. But finally, the women who agree to do these item numbers are standing there and saying, I want you to think of having sex with me when you leave the cinema hall. So can you see how insidious that...
But there's a problem here. And it's a problem that feminism hasn't resolved. That you've moved from the time when you asked women to cover up to a time when there's a hypersexualization of women. And neither really resolves that issue
no, Barkha, it's
of
very
the
different.
Male gaze. But in today's time, a woman may turn around and tell you, hey, hang on, Rahul, this is what I choose. What are you going to do about
very
it?
Different
what are you going to do about it?
The item number has nothing to do with the film. If you but have women in music
the
videos...
The point has nothing to do with rape yeah. sexuality.
My question was just no, that there is a it's cultural tolerance in cinema for the stalker. Derek.
I'm stuck with solutions. One is legislative solutions. This new bill is there. The second is we talked about this administrative solutions. All women police stations.
But are there enough women police officers?
It's a start. It's not the end. Yeah. Okay. And the third one, which I'll divide in quickly into three little points. One is what I call the you and us solutions. Which means it has to start with that bad uncle at home.
Yeah, absolutely.
Catch the bad uncle. Tell your children about the good touch and the bad touch.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
education.
A very simple solution which my mother taught us long
education.
Ago. You know, good touch and bad touch. I think I've got a great New Year resolution to make for myself in 2013. Rape and the reduction of it. I will make it my personal mission in Parliament week after week. That's my promise.
Let's take a question here.
I'm really appalled by the audacity of these men. You know, when we go to a tailor, we get inappropriately touched. We're in an auto and there's one eye on us and one eye on the road. There are times where we've told ourselves just walk away because there's nothing you can do about it.
Carry a pepper spray. No, I'm or a
yeah.
pin.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true.
It's true.
It's definitely
I
true.
I mean, carry one. I don't
immediately,
carry one, but
at that immediate
I
point,
feel,
definitely go in for something which is
yeah.
Which is
self-defense. By the
but,
way,
but
I used to carry a can of chemical.
One second, Renuka, and you both speak.
You were on the bus going to college.
Yeah.
You said you were inappropriately touched. I mean, you said that.
I pushed, I slapped. In some cases, I chose to go to a local police station and try and file a complaint. But ma'am, with due respect, I mean, at some point, you lose the energy to be invested in that process. Today, I may know people. Today, I may have the option, the privilege. I can do this. But I don't know if everybody can.
It's so funny because I'll tell you something which I've never said this before. I haven't even told this to my parents, but I think this is a great story to share. I was coming back from tennis. I was wearing short pants in a Calcutta bus. I was about 14. And a guy did what he had to do. I mean, I was wearing my shorts. But I mean, I'm saying this today because I want people who are watching this program is don't feel shy. Come out and say it to your parents. I think that's important.
Thank you for sharing it. And it's tougher for men in some ways or boys to share it. Yep. I do find that. And I take that point that Renuka made that is something that just doesn't get spoken about at all. So come out and say it.
If 2006, those amendment laws to rape and sexual assault, you're still arguing about it, stop arguing.
Seven years later, the law on rape has not been passed.
Yes, whichever way it goes, finish it quickly. And finally, I just want to signal something that is for hopefully will never come on We the People in the future. It's not just the sexual assault of women. It's the brutalization of women.
Yeah.
In Gujarat 2002, women's breasts were bitten off. There was rods put up their vaginas. In Kherlanji, in the Dalit massacre of the Dalit family, the women were sexually assaulted and then poked and prodded for hours till they died. Finally, you have it here. In a country where women are beginning to assert themselves, men will not take it.
Yeah.
Whether it's the girl in the Dalit family, whether it is here, where this girl must have said and fought like crazy in that bus.
She fought
Men
back.
Will not just be satisfied with sexually violating you. They will want to break you.
Brutalize. Yeah.
Because they have to silence you. They don't think of you as a sexual object. They think of how they can crush you.
Yes.
Because they feel so threatened.
Resentful.
Start this in school. We have to start this in schools. We're going to be reaping a very bitter harvest in the future.
Okay, Kishu, give me a second. I have, interestingly, the Delhi Police Commissioner's daughter here. And this is a time when your father is... There are a lot of people saying, why doesn't the police commissioner resign? Somebody's got to take moral responsibility. He's also the father of a daughter. This has to have happened to you. The being a cop's daughter doesn't insulate you from what everybody goes through.
Unfortunately.
Absolutely. Being on this side of the fence, being a police officer's daughter and bearing the brunt of it is routine in my life. It's okay. We live on this side of the fence and we have lived with it. But this time I have got messages saying your father should learn a lesson by you being raped. This is the message
that
the public
sick.
has sent out to me. And my sister. It's
yes,
very heartbreaking.
Course.
And just like you said, we are not insulated.
Yeah.
We have also, borne the brunt of the men of our country.
Yeah.
Can you imagine a senior police officer when his daughter is violated in a manner, what he goes through, the helplessness of a father?
It's the same story for all fathers.
Yeah. She's being used in the same way.
Yeah.
You know, as property. But you know
property,
what? As property,
right.
Because you belong to your father. But what really horrified me is this time, Barkha, is the fact that during the whole Anna Hazare thing, you know, about corruption and all of India was going around waving flags and things like that. A totally horrific case like this. There are a bunch of students around India Gate who are sort of protesting. But at the same time, where is the cohesive movement? Where is the coming together?
I think that's
where
absolutely
is the
right. I said to Sheila Dikshit in an interview that why don't you go and sit with the protesters?
Yeah, I would like the Lieutenant Governor to say something.
Yeah, because
the
police
law
answers to
actually
him.
Under him.
Yeah.
So we don't forget, I'm putting my hand up to be the Minister of Child and Women's Welfare.
Good for you. Good for you. Just 2-3 questions here. Yeah.
Whom should we rely upon? Should we rely upon the police, ma'am? This is for you. Police, which has actually ignored a 15-year-old... I'm sorry, I'm in tears talking to all this. A 15-year-old girl, the police refused to take register an FIR on the same day at R.K. Puram. You talk about the execution department, 890 cases are still pending. Sir, you were talking about capital punishment. You are against of that. With no offence, tell me one thing. You just say that, if someone penetrates a girl, should we do the same? But tell me one thing, under the IPC, sexual assault to any part of the body is not a rape. There is no punishment for it.
That's
why?
That's in the amendment.
But one second, it hasn't been amended.
It's proposed. This is the one that's been hanging for
7 years. Okay, Suman, to you first.
Police is the organization which is there to protect you. If it is not doing its duty, then you have to make sure that it does. You have a lot of tools with you. You have RTI, you have media, you have the courts.
But Suman, are you saying that to file an FIR, I have to first go to the police station, then I have to go to the RTI applicant, then I have to go to the media, then I have to get a journalist interested in telling my story? This is bizarre.
I fully agree with you. This should not ideally be the condition. But we are talking about one case. I don't want any black sheep in my police force.
Before Rahul responds, one question from the young gentleman.
Yeah. Today, right now, I'm feeling quite ashamed of myself being a man out here. I am feeling quite uncomfortable while walking in a metro and traveling in a metro or in a local bus, because I know that the lady next to me is feeling so uncomfortable. That's making me uncomfortable. I think so. That should come from a man point of view.
Right.
And we should all, take this thing out there.
Absolutely. Rahul, to what that young girl said. Yeah.
It's not that we don't want to see the perpetrators punished. My point was this. If you start talking capital punishment, I'm saying the rate of convictions will drop from the 26% to, people are saying, to 2%. So my point
so
is this.
So fast track courts.
Yeah. Fast track.
But that convict.
Last question.
Well, all of this has led to men being stereotyped. I mean, not every man on the road is going to rape you, right? You have people who are there to support you, male friends. How do I tell my parents if I'm the only girl going out with four guys, there's nothing wrong in it?
My answer would be, you ask your mom, did you ever have male friends?
Yeah.
And if you did you ever feel safe with them or unsafe with them?
Yeah.
Same answer.
Okay, I'm going to end. I want to end with a story of hope. And I have sitting next to me somebody who actually was a student in IP College, not far from here. Tell us your name and your story.
I am Monisha Verma. I was a part of this incident in 1988. I was a victim, but the only difference was that I gave a good bash to four DTC people in a running DTC bus. It was broad daylight, 11 a.m. in the morning. Okay. It was Lodhi Road.
Yeah.
They did molest me. It would have been very unfortunate, but I was brought up. I belong to a defense family. And it was the same case. I boarded this bus. I was all alone. There was no hero for me who saved me on that day. I was the heroine on that day. I was the heroine. I say it very proudly. I have tears in my eyes for this girl. This girl who's in the hospital, I think she has fought so bravely.
Yes.
And she should get the highest bravery award.
Yes.
Beyond Shaurya Chakra, which I was awarded by the ex-president of India, Venkat Raman sir. And I fought a case. The first thing was, kudos to my parents. My father must be seeing this show. My younger sister, my mother is no more. She passed away at the age of 52, a great source of inspiration. Yes. So all parents should be like that, and the women have to change. If we talk about men changing, you know, I'll talk about the incident. They started with, you know, slapping me, pulling my hair. Immediately, I had three targets, you know. One was their nose, their stomach, and their private parts. I did hit them. I did hit them. I kept hitting them. And then how I was saved, by God's grace, my parents' upbringing, and yes, I was gutsy. Sports made me gutsy. I jumped out of the... I took this risk because I knew if I'm jumping, I would have...
You jumped out of...
I jumped out of the bus, then... There was no looking back. Reached my college. I did not call up my
So parents. Can I ask you, because as we end, your message is keep fighting.
Keep fighting. Chakde. Chakde is my word, which I always use for the women folk. They have to answer back on the spot, even if it's eve teasing or molestation.
Renuka.
They were imprisoned for 10 years, Tihar jail. I was satisfied.
Renuka, I'll give you the last word. I think on a note that it's not about victimhood. First, get this word out. It's about surviving and fighting.
Societal change has to be bought in the language of abuse. Mentally think of all the galis we give. There are very few that you give a man directly. A man abuses a man. It's always a violation of the sensibility of being associated with a woman, be it mother, sister, daughter. It's your abuse. Number two, don't look to depend on someone else. Yes, we have legislative, we have the police who are doing their best. We need changes.
Right.
But as this wonderful young lady here, the Shaurya Chakra winner, we have to depend on ourselves. A lot of us women, a lot of sensitizing yourself on how to defend yourself. Don't be apologetic because we are girls. We are not going to apologize for that. This is our space. And don't let anyone else occupy it.
I think that's a perfect note to end the program on. I think it's important to say that it is important, as difficult as it is, as traumatic as it is, for women to speak, for women to shout if they have to, for women to hit back. And to the politicians on this panel, 7 years is too long to get a law on sexual assault on the table. Sure. We hope that this incident that has shaken us all up will see fast track on that. So as parents, if your response tonight to your daughter is going to be, don't take the night shift, don't take that job because it involves travel, that's not the response. Tell your son instead, this is how you treat women. We end tonight thanking our panel and thanking the amazing people who shared their own stories. Thank you.